CBSI in the world. The Small Business Report with Gene Marks, a small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Home sales. The Federal Reserve has crushed home sales. The Federal Reserve has made it very difficult for people to buy a home because of the mortgage rates, which are now boasting to be about 6.5 to 7. My goodness, Gene. The Federal Reserve wanted to slow inflation. What it did, in fact, while the jobs continued sturdy, while retail continued sturdy, is that it ended the whole idea of a housing boom in America. Do you see any indication whatsoever that that is turning around, that there will be existing home sales and startups again? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, you are right about home sales. It, you know, has just been in decline. I mean, the you know, what was reported by the National Association of Realtors is depressing information. I mean, it was 27 consecutive months of down sales year over year. So this is you know close to an all time low. And again, you know, they declined 7.3% year over year just in November. And we know this, you know, mortgage rates are high and yeah, but here's a few things just to keep in mind. Home sale prices, despite all of this, have remained high. And you would think, you know, prices would be coming down because of, you know, the slowdown in sales, but no, it's an undersupply of homes. And secondly, you know, vacation homes in a lot of different areas in the country, there are a lot of hot areas. I was reading one report, John, where, our home in Margate City, like Margate in New Jersey, was like the 16th hottest area in the country for vacation homes. And when you look at the property values of some of the vacation home, hot areas like, Asheville, like Miami, like, believe it or not, you know, Rehoboth Beach, you know, Delaware, those over the past, you know, 2 to 3 years, their values have increased, you know, by multiple percents, you know, 40, 50, even, you know, 100, 200%, depending on the area. So people are sitting on their homes. The value is high. People don't want to sell their homes, have to buy a new home with a mortgage, you know, and we're sitting on low mortgage rates. So why go into a bigger mortgage? I'm still bullish about housing and real estate and construction over the next couple of years. I think it's going to take a while for the home market to pull itself out of its doldrums. You know, interest rates are still very high, mortgage rates. It's going to take a while, even when the Fed starts cutting rates, for this to ripple its way through the economy. And the Fed's not going to start cutting rates till, you know, mid-year of 2024. Right now, realtors are going through a lot of tumult because of their, changes in the way that, you know, the court ruling came down as to how they can charge their commissions. So there's going to be a lot of disruption in that industry. But, you know, John, there's still a housing shortage in this country. We are, you know, continue to grow. People need homes to be in. People are itchy in the homes that they're in already. And I do think that, you know, this is a very cyclical industry. If I was the kind of person to be investing in real estate or investing in businesses that are in the housing industry, where valuations are low right now because of the doldrums they're in, I actually think it's a good time to invest because I think, you know, if you're patient, 3, 4, 5 years from now, you're going to be seeing a turnaround in this industry. So that's what I'm predicting.
Inflation. There is an artful number here. It's called the PCE price index, showing that inflation is tamed, or at least is being tamed. Is that a positive, Gene?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the personal consumption, you know, index, or personal consumption expenditure index. It increased 2.6% year over year, but it's down from 2.9% that was recorded back in October, and certainly, you know, down from the peak that it saw of more than 7% in June 2022. These are typical and core expenditures that consumers make. So, you know, inflation itself is definitely down. It's still, prices are still going up, although this month, it was recorded by the just this past, you know, week was reported that of some indicators of inflation were actually showing costs decreasing, which is the first indication of a real control of inflation. But the bottom line is that, you know, prices themselves are still in the rise of anywhere from 2 to 3%. You know, your wages themselves are in that same range. They are keeping up with inflation. You and I have talked before about how the consumer, if they're going to keep spending after the holidays, well, you know, if their stock market valuations are still up there, their home valuations are still up there, and their you know, and their incomes are keeping, you know, a pace or exceeding what inflation is, And again, this inflation number was encouraging. I don't know, John, there could still be some life to the consumer in the dark months of January and February that can keep the economy going, and because it's all going to rest on them, you know?
Gene, what is the national delinquency rate? It sounds awful.
Well, this is a rate of back to housing, what you know, delinquencies are on mortgages, and this is done by, you know, a firm called Black Knight. It's a research firm that puts out these, you know, out these numbers. It did go higher. It's down a little bit from what it was this time last year, but it kind of edged up. The delinquency rate on mortgages now are about 3.4%, but still remains significantly below pre-pandemic levels, which this gets back to the good consumer news, which is consumers, for the most part, are meeting their mortgage obligations, and they're keeping up with them. And it is not an indication that, you know, people have their jobs, you know, John, and they're getting their increases in their pay, and they are staying ahead of what inflation is, and they're paying their mortgages. So it's an encouraging sign for the consumer economy that consumers are still continue to pay down their mortgages. And, you know, I think that's a sign, again, that consumers themselves are going to, you know, still remain strong going into 2024.
All right, two retail numbers. This is one for vehicle sales overall, forecast for the new year, and that December vehicle sales forecast, and then Winnebago sales.
Yeah.
I want to concentrate on the Winnebago. The falls are, the sales are down. What does that mean, Gene?
So Winnebago is, I mean, they're a maker of RV homes, right? And very popular in the RV industry. Now, there are a number of economic indicators that some of my economist friends like to follow that are sort of a little offbeat to tell them whether or not we are heading into a recession or in a recession or not. So people, you know, like to track, you know, the sales of RV, recreational vehicle homes. They're a luxury item. I mean, John, these things cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, even more, depending on how, you know, how much you want to spend. And they're, you know, they're a luxury item. So, you know, even as I've been talking about how strong the consumer's been and that they continue to show signs of strength heading into 2024, Winnebago's sales and earnings have been falling, and the entire RV industry has been in a recession this year. So not a good sign, but at the same time, if they've been in a recession during the year, you would have expect there to be, that would be an indicator of a recession across the board, not just for RV sales, because again, people aren't spending as much on luxury items. But that hasn't been the case. It just kind of is what it is. But it is a number that I keep an eye on, because I do wonder if, you know, if that is an indicator that people are pulling back on their spending and people don't have excess cash to buy these luxury items. But again, I think even that metric gets overweighed by some of the other consumer data that you and I have just been talking about.
Gene, do I remember, or did I imagine it, that you took a RV 1 year and charged off into America, didn't you?
3 years, actually, we did it. Yeah, we took we rented RVs, we didn't buy, which, by the way, is no cheaper than staying in a hotel. But we RV'd up to Niagara Falls. We RV'd with our family in Yellowstone, and we took an RV trip in California. Oh, four. And then my wife and I RV'd down to Charleston, South Carolina during COVID. RVs, it is a great trip. It's really fun. But we're not buying those RVs. And when we go to some of these RV camps, John, you should see what some of these vehicles look like. The people that are investing in these things, they are homes on wheels, man. They are incredible. RV trips are fun. Really fun thing to do with the family. Not cheaper, though, than doing like a hotel vacation, but you definitely get to see America that way.
The old joke by Ronald Reagan was somebody knocks at the door and you open it up and he says, "Hi, I'm your government. I'm here to help. You should run screaming." Okay, Gene, I tell that. That's a Ronald Reagan joke. That's, they're 40 years out of date. But in any event, there's this new report that the IRS is, what, waiving $1 billion in penalties? What's the angle, Gene?
It's unprecedented, and it is a gift, and it is a many CPAs like myself are like, what is going on? But yeah, it's true. Just this past week, the IRS has announced that it is going to, as an incentive for people to pay in their taxes, they're offering to waive nearly $1 billion in late payment penalties. This affects like 4.6 million individual taxpayers, and it affects the years 20 and 21. It's sort of an olive branch because there were a lot of people that didn't pay their taxes during that period. You know, it was COVID, and they still owe them. So the IRS is coming back to taxpayers that have money due from the tax years 20 and 21, where they are, you know, you're getting paid, you're getting assessed penalties for this. They are basically saying to you, listen, pay the taxes and we'll waive the penalties, up to $1 billion. So if you're an individual taxpayer and you owe money back from 2021 and you're facing penalties, now is the time to go to your accountant and go back and pay in those taxes. Because if you do that, you can get away with not paying any penalties on the amounts that you owe.
Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK, US edition, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. We're going now to small business in America, particularly at end of year. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.